Dr. Robert is kind of a jaunty throwaway musically, but the lyrics are fascinating because they're about the methadrine speed dispensing notorious Dr. Feelgood of New York City's Warhol scene at that point.
There were these well-known doctors who gave people amphetamine injections, particularly celebrities and high-profile politicians and people that needed a bit of extra energy. There were two or three of these speed doctors, and one of them was called Dr. Robert Freeman. I hunted through New York directories and found out that he had a daughter that was still living in New York, and I talked to her, and she said, yeah, you know, he was a doctor for Charlie Parker, for example, and she said that she thought that John had been a patient of his. So that all made sense, that he was actually Dr. Robert.
Dr. Robert is interesting. Again, you know, the Beatles have been sanitized by popular culture in recent years. You know, it's the lovable mop top image that has prevailed. And, you know, we forget how truly on the cutting edge of society and popular culture they were in 66 at the time of Revolver.
If you're wearing your headphones on this one, you'll hear another great example of that automatic double tracking. You'll hear John's identical vocal just delayed by a split second between left and right channels. Not an easy trick in 1966. Musically, I don't really look forward to this one coming around that much on the album, but once the song does start, I do have a part in it that I look forward to. It's when Paul McCartney adds a delightful high harmony just before George joins in, and again, the three do this great harmony over a sparse accompaniment. So listen for it. It's just 40 seconds away.